Prologue. The pistol's grip feels hot against my clammy palm. I glare down its rear sight, having a hard time aligning it with its front sight because my hands are shaking. That's when I realize I'm only 2 feet away from this bastard. I don't need to aim my fucking gun. He looks terrified. Big beads of sweat drip down his face, darkening his blue collar and red tie, but I don't care. I've been waiting too long for this. And now that I'm here, it all seems so surreal, like I'm not even the one holding the gun. Chapter 1. Eve, present day.
What happened next?
Scarlett asks, her honey brown eyes gazing up at me with such fascination. I smile and gently brush her golden hair away from her porcelain-like face. Behind her, a dozen little girls, no older than 8 years old, form a crescent moon in the grass, listening intently to every word I say. Their mothers, too, are drawn to my story, even though I've told it countless times. It was a dark world, I say, a world you wouldn't want to live in. I make eye contact with some of the mothers. They know, they remember. Men ruled the world. I see grimaces appear on some of the little faces. Scarlet, the young girl at my feet, sticks out her pink tongue and giggles.
Boys in charge?
I smirk down at her. Strange, isn't it? Eve, flashback.
We can't explain it,
the fat man says, loosening his collar. Sweat drips from his dark hairline, soaking his tight white collar. He tugs at his suit cuffs as if stretching his sleeves might help him better fit into his blue overcoat that looks better suited for a kid. It's obvious that television interviews aren't his forte. I turn up the volume on the touchscreen remote and lean forward.
Do you think this poses any sort of danger?
The interviewer, a slender, doll-faced woman, asks. She looks so out of place, too, with her 3 pounds of makeup and her light hair so done up it looks like she used an entire bottle of hairspray on it. The man shakes his head, but not the, I don't know, kind of shake. It's more of a, we're doomed kind of shake.